website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news. You're listening to The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have each and every day. As we face the issues, we invite you to call in, join in the dialogue and discussion. And lest I forget it, and oft times I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about an issue today that should bring the attention to every Christian, conservative, and patriot. It's not just a secular issue. It's not just a political issue. It's not just a U.S. House of Representatives or a senator's issue. It's an issue that every one of the sound of my voice should be concerned about. We're talking about an auto pen president. An auto pen president. I had never heard of the auto pen being used by the president until recently with this event now in retrospect as to what had happened and the signature of multitudes of documents, legislative approvals, pardons, executive orders being signed by auto pen during Joe Biden's administration. Listen, what if we had an AI president? Artificial intelligence. Well, I've said jokingly that we had an artificial intelligence president for 4 years in the Oval Office. But what if we literally had a Mirage AI president using an auto pen running America, running our nation? How would that fit into what we need and what is necessary for our nation? Ladies and gentlemen, I recall the days of pilot training and flying an airplane. It was a fascinating feature that I could set the avionics control to autopilot and the plane would stay on its fixed course until time for landing. And the newer avionics packages in the new jets and other planes today, they have the auto landing where you can set the controls and the plane will land itself. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about the presidential office. We're talking about some automation that we find in the modern society in which we're living in today. In our modern times, we have automobiles that you can set the cruise control. I find it fascinating on interstate driving. You can get up to the limited speed, set your vehicle on automobile control, set it on cruise control, and you can't sit back and go to sleep. You need to be cognizant. You need to be aware. You need to be watchful. You need to be careful. But the accelerator will stay at the level that you press the cruise control button on. And ladies and gentlemen, we have controls now, auto controls in automobiles, where literally you have the autonomous vehicle. No driver in it at all. Now, I don't know about you, but I have no confidence in it. The autonomous vehicles, these Teslas and other vehicles that you can just program it into where it's going. It goes through the intersection, stops at the intersections, stops at the red lights, and gets you. It's almost like a autopilot in an airplane. You could sit back and go to sleep if you wanted to. But I would be fearful of doing so in the traffic conditions that we're in today. Now with that autonomous vehicle, cars and trucks can drive without a driver, without anyone at the steering wheel. Listen, it may be considered safe for cars. It may be considered safe for trucks. It may be considered safe for airplanes. But listen, I'm here to tell you, I don't feel it is acceptable or safe for an auto pen president. Now, that's my position. You can challenge it. We're going to talk about the auto pen president. We're going to talk about Joe Biden and the things that interrupted, interfered with, demeaned, circumvented, canceled, and literally eviscerated our religious liberties and freedom of speech as a result of auto pen president Joe Biden. Now, we'll talk about this for the broadcast today. Who authorized it? Who pressed the button for the auto pen to engage? What documents were signed by the auto pen president? And the most important thing I think that we need to have, that this broadcast needs to redound to, and that is, were the documents that were signed by auto pen that Biden was not aware of, had not authorized to be done, are those documents legal, enforceable, and constitutional? Love to hear from you. Multitudes out there would have some of the answers. Love to hear from you in relationship to your thoughts on that. We're talking about an auto pen president, and I just use hypothetically as I was thinking on the subject today. What if we had an artificial intelligence mirage as president? I believe that's what you find in Revelation chapter 13 with the Antichrist, the lawless one, the man of sin, stepping on the scene and controlling the whole universe. And the Bible says that he is basically autonomous. He is basically in full control. That Antichrist will be able to be seen visibly around the globe. He's not omnipresent, but I believe artificial intelligence will be engaged to the greatest extent at that time. What if we had that? And it is artificial intelligence, auto pen president. Would you vote for it? Would you think that we're safe? Would you believe that our constitutional liberties can be protected? Answer to that is absolutely no. Here's the most serious aspect of it. What if, ladies and gentlemen, the auto pen, which is an electronic device, what if it had a mechanism, a back door, if you please, where it could be hacked and somebody in China or somebody in Russia or somebody around the world that's an enemy of America would sign a document to declare war, and it would look as though the president had done so. And under the leadership of Joe Biden, he would not recall whether he did or didn't. Those are some of the most serious, egregious things that I believe could have happened in the history of the United States of America. And some officials are saying that. So that's where we're going. That's what we're talking about today. And we do so as we face the issues. We do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The Bible is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If our foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So everyone under the sound of my voice, if you're conservative, if you're Christian and a patriot, we need to understand that the foundations are being eviscerated, being absolutely abrogated and destroyed as it had been through the entire time of the Biden administration. How do we repair it? What do we do? How do we respond? Ladies and gentlemen, John 8:31-32, Jesus speaking to his disciples made this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible gives the authoritative statement about the word of God itself. Thy word is truth. And then in Psalms 117:2, the Bible says the truth of the Lord endures forever. How long is forever? It's forever. I go back to the statement by George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. His dystopian novel entitled 1984, published in the late 40s, 47, 48, 49. George Orwell made this statement. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. That's precisely what we see happening today. And when it comes to the auto pen president, the presidency of Joe Biden, the auto pen Joe Biden presidency, there's been deceit, lying, deception to the greatest degree. of anything I have recalled in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100 years old. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, we want to bifurcate truth. We want to split hairs with truth. We're going to talk about that today because James Comer, the one that's heading up the U.S. House of Representatives Investigative Committee about the auto pen Biden presidency, he's talking about, in fact, I believe they've already been subpoenaed, four or five of the closest ones to Joe Biden as president. His closest aides have been subpoenaed to come and be interviewed by that committee. And just as of the past few days, there's talk about having Jill Biden to come in and be interviewed also. But ladies and gentlemen, we're in a society today where over half, 55% of the younger generation, called the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say this. I'm looking at a headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. If there's no absolute truth, then, ladies and gentlemen, these issues in relationship to auto pen Biden and who was running the presidency, who was running the Oval Office, who made the decisions in relationship to authorization of funds to the Ukraine, who made the decision on authorizations of the forced COVID jabs? Who made the decisions of whether or not a Christian could get exemption from the lineup and the death jab in the arm? Who made the decisions? Was it Joe Biden or the auto pen Biden? Who pressed the button to sign those authorizations when Joe Biden supposedly made hundreds and hundreds of executive orders? We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, truth cannot be bifurcated, changed, or annulled if it is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's my challenge. Are you willing to stand and defend the truth, even to death? Now, perhaps you say, well, you know, our nation doesn't require that. Rapidly, we are getting into the category of having to defend the truth even to death. I believe it is that serious. And I believe that is what the Bible teaches, that in the last days, we will see the promulgation and the proffering of absolute false, phony thoughts and activities, even to the point where there will be great deceit, according to Matthew chapter 24. Great deceit coming on the scene that will deceive multitudes into believing a lie rather than believing the truth. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, and defend the truth even to death. It's the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus. I believe we need to take that as very serious, if you please, directive for today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Perhaps you say, how do I find Tools for Time? It's located at 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm postulating the potentiality of what if we had an artificial intelligent president, an artificial intelligence, a mirage, not real, but generated as though it seemed real. By the way, and I'm not laughing at the cognitive decline of Joe Biden. That's not his control. But because his backers, his sponsors, and Joe Biden and the entire Biden family continue to, I think, carry out senior abuse by having him to stand, look down at a score, look down at a card, and say, stand here, stand there, say this, say that, say the other. I believe we need to recognize that there was, in fact, artificial intelligence. It was intelligence behind the throne. It was intelligence, those running the auto pen, signing Biden's name. It was taking place. I'm looking at an article. I'll read this, and then we'll open our telephone lines and invite your call. Love to hear from you about the auto pen president. Is it good? Is it bad? Who do you think signed the press the button for the signatures? Should they be prosecuted? And the greater question, ladies and gentlemen, that I'd love to hear from you, those of you that are familiar with enough familiar with the law and the Constitution to be able to answer some very serious questions. Every document signed by the auto pen, are they legally enforceable? Are they constitutional documents? Or should they be set aside, nullified, voided? That's the question. And that's the question that James Comer and his committee on the U.S. House of Representatives are seeking to find an answer. Here's a frightening article. Open secret. Watch David Hogg spill the beans about who ran the Biden White House. For those of you that do not know, David Hogg is the little twerp that thinks he runs the Democratic Party. Somehow he fished his way to be the vice chair of the Democratic Party. And now listen to this. Project Veritas released undercover video of DNC Vice Chair David Hogg admitting that Jill Biden's chief of staff, David Bernal, was running the Biden White House. Quote, Project Veritas today released part one of an explosive undercover investigation revealing shocking truths about who truly controlled the Biden White House. Through covert meetings with David Hogg, vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, and Darden Jones, former staffer in the Biden White House official office of digital strategy, Veritas uncovered a web of influence centered around Jill Biden, that's J-I-L-L, Joe's wife, Jill Biden's chief of staff, and a tight-knit inner circle. In candid, on-camera admission, David Hogg stated, and I quote, ladies and gentlemen, from this writer, Jill Biden's chief of staff, Anthony Bernal, had an enormous amount of power, emphasizing that the bigger issue was the inner circle that was around Biden. These revelations point to the hidden power, the structure therein, that operated behind the scenes, raising questions about transparency and accountability in the Biden administration. Darden Jones, who worked directly with Biden, the Biden White House, described Bernal as a shadowy Wizard of Oz type figure who wielded an enormous amount of power. Jones admitted to avoiding Bernal, calling him scary, noting that his influence was an open secret among the staff. These statements expose a culture of fear and unchecked authority within the White House administration of Joe Biden. Quote, how corrupt is the DNC if so many few people knew about Biden? A Project Veritas undercover reporter asked David Hogg. Hogg's reply was this. The bigger issue was like the inner circle that was around Biden, like Jill Biden's chief of staff and an enormous amount of power. Darden Jones, former White House official office of digital strategy, chimed in. That was an open secret, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, who's running the White House? Who's running the Oval Office? If Joe Biden was just a puppet, who's the puppeteer? Who had his hand, as the old cliche goes, up the puppet's back, making the moves, the motions, and the ventriloquist voice? Who was it? I think that that is a must for us to be to find out, to be discovered, to make the determination of what should be done with all of the Biden administration's orders, signatures, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the auto pen president, Joe Biden, auto pen president. What really happened? who was really responsible, who was running America without the president's knowledge and or authorization. We're now discovering more and more daily, ladies and gentlemen, just how Joe Biden perhaps did not sign anything. What if he didn't sign the pardons? Are they legal? What if he didn't sign any of his executive orders? What if, in fact, Joe Biden didn't even write the executive orders? What if he did not authorize the executive orders? What if it was not Joe Biden's idea at all, but was implemented and signed by the auto pen who pressed the button? Ladies and gentlemen, the executive orders had simply appeared before the camera. Joe Biden would appear before the camera as a puppet, a zombie, reading the teleprompter, or in some cases reading his handheld note card that was placed in his hand. Do you realize on one of the occasions in the handheld note card that Joe Biden walked out before the cameras, he looked down at the card and it told him where to stand, which direction to look, what to say, and then basically, and when you're finished, do this. And he even read that portion. When you're finished, turn to the right and leave the platform. Ladies and gentlemen, it took an executive behind the scenes, someone that could control the president and make the decisions and make it look as though the president was making them. The auto pen president. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
I tell you the truth. They need to be arrested because I know Obama is behind it also. Obama, George Soros, it's all of them. The Wicked Witch of the East, West, North, and South, and Hillary Clinton. They are all behind it. They are all behind it. How this man, number one, I know his wife knew before he even became president that he was not capable of doing it.
Yes, absolutely.
But she shut her mouth.
Kenneth, you're exactly right. It's Joe Biden that was, in fact, I believe Joe Biden should be charged with senior abuse. Joe Biden knew step by step everything was happening.
Yes.
Lately, when Joe Biden, after his presidency, was on the Wicked Witch program called The View, that comes on by from ABC, when Joe Biden was asked a question, he stumbled through, mumbled through, could not answer it. Joe Biden, sitting next to him, had to finish the sentence for him, had to finish the answer and give her bent on it. She was the one that was pushing to keep him in the office. She was the one that was pushing him to run again in 2024,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. So you're exactly right. It wasn't just the Wicked Witch called the wife. It was also those wicked individuals. I call them that because of the end result of what was being done. Those that were authorizing things that should have never been authorized. And I'll go through the balance of the broadcast today talking about some of the things that the nation is faced with today that President Trump is having to go back in, clean up, fix up, and change as a result of the auto pen Biden presidency. Kenneth, we've got others on the line holding to talk. Thank you so much for your call today, and God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Santiago on the line. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Yes, God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. I believe, I was wondering how many people benefit monetarily from that automatic pen that benefits for that, you know, and what is, like you say, how is legally is those signatures that he made, supposedly he made, and all those pardons that he did, there was really him that signed those pardons or what? That's my question, Dr. Youngblood.
Had Santiago, you're exactly right, and it deserves to be asked, and that question that you've asked demands, it's imperative that we get an answer to that. This is the reason I'm praying that the James Comer Executive Committee and the House of Representatives will not back up, sit down, or be thwarted in any fashion. As a result of what took place with Joe Biden, his cognitive decline that allowed that to come about and be his becoming just a simple puppet. Now, Santiago, I've got an article. I'd love to have your take on it. It says, lack of focus. The leftist media is now claiming that President Trump is the one, is the one who is evidencing cognitive decline. A news media narrative has emerged claiming that President Trump's speech pattern shows that he likely is suffering from cognitive decline. But the president with the supposed problem is the 47th president, not the 46th. Aimed at increasing agreement in establishing the media that Joe Biden was not serving with full deck of cards in the White House, hoping to shift the diagnosis to President Trump. It goes on and on with a large article about that. Notice the deflection. Santiago, notice now the mindset is it was not Biden that was cognitive decline. It was not Biden that was a puppet. It was not Biden that was using that someone used the auto pen. It was not Biden that was being controlled by a group around him, including Joe Biden, and as our previous caller said, probably Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama also. What are your thoughts in relationship to that of trying to claim that it is Trump now that has a cognitive decline problem? Is that a deflection? Is that true? Is that possible? Well, how should we view that?
Yes, I believe I was wondering even that his son, he was part of the that signing of all those contracts for his own benefit. And I believe President Trump is on point, you know. Everything is like the Bible says, everything, the truth is going to come out one way or the other one, you know, and that's what happened. Right now, our president is on point, and I don't know why they criticize him so much, you know, but when Biden do anything, nothing, nobody say nothing at that time. But now, the President Trump, when he says something, always there are people complaining.
Absolutely. Santiago, you're exactly right, and it's called a deflection. It's called cover-up. It's called trying to deflect the eyes. Don't look here. Don't look there. Don't pay attention to the right hand. Always just look at the left hand, and that's the magician's magical, mystical way of trying to get the public to not focus on the reality of what is taking place. So, Santiago, you're exactly right. It deserves the prayer and the concern and the concentration of Christians today to be salt and light, to be vigilant, to be vocal, and to be victorious and taking a stand for truth. Santiago, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that's, for the most part, you hear zip, zero, nothing on the news media. You might hear something about it from Fox News, occasionally others, but the total time on saying anything about it, maybe in seconds or in minutes, not any time devoted to that. And now there's the mindset that it is Trump that has the problem. It is Trump that is cognitively declined and not Joe Biden. So the executive in the White House, Joe Biden, using someone behind him, using the auto pen to sign documents, executive orders, and pardons and contracts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who got the funding? Multitudes, billions of dollars were being given. In fact, the last 30 to 45 days of Joe Biden in office, if I'm not mistaken, the number is something like $63 billion, a $93 billion, some astronomical amount was shoved out of the back door of the Treasury of the United States of America. And the auto pen made the decision, the auto pen shifted it, and it went to places that it should have never gone, and it's now just being discovered. So how should we respond? What should we do as Christians, as conservatives? How should we respond to what is taking place? When we look back, and we'll talk about this during the broadcast, when we look back at how our liberties, our freedom of speech, and our freedom of religion, our benefits under the Constitution and our Bill of Rights, how they were infringed upon, encroached upon, undermined, and Christians persecuted and prosecuted as a result of what we were doing. And it was done under the Biden administration. How much of that did Joe Biden know? How much of that was Joe Biden cognitively aware of? How much of that did someone press the button to sign his name with the auto pen? We're going to talk about that further in the broadcast. Who's now prominent in the lineup of who perhaps signed all of those documents with the auto pen? We're going to come back right after the top of the hour news, so hang in there. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ Orange Park, WAYL St. Augustine,